Hi, everyone.
Love
We're on
Talk
the air.
Radio.
This is America Health Crisis.
Yes.
This is your host, Paulette Young. And I have Dr. Faduma on the air. I have Selena Lindsay on the air. And I have, is that Venus Mosley?
Yes.
Venus Mosley on the air. And one other, I'm not quite sure, the 909-630.
That's me.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's Dr. Faduma.
And then I have, okay, that's all of us. Hi, this is American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking. We're on another hot topic today. We're going to be talking about fatty liver in children. The number of cases have risen, and it's a public concern now. We know for a fact 1 in 10 children or more are coming down with fatty liver disease. More than 7 million children here in the United States is thought to have fatty liver disease.
Yeah.
And some of the things that are contributing to this, they said 40% of it due to children with obesity.
Okay.
And you can have it for a while and not even know it and not show signs and symptoms, because unless they test you for it, you may not show it right away. So it can take some time. In the early stages, we know it's reversible. They look at they are running tests now when it comes to kids, especially if they're diabetic, especially if they have obesity, or they're showing some signs and symptoms. So it used to be thought that the only ones that could end up with a fatty liver was the ones that drank alcohol. Now they know for a fact there's a large percentage they've never even touched alcohol, and they're coming down with fatty liver disease. It's less prevalent in African Americans, but they don't know why yet. They believe they maybe don't have the gene for it. Mexican Americans thought to have it more so because there's a genetic link. So if you have high cholesterol, sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, underactive thyroid, you can end up with fatty liver disease, which can turn into cirrhosis of the liver, which was unheard of at one time in children. I often wonder, was it unheard of, or you never ran a test to see if they had it? Well, now they do run tests to make sure they don't have it, and if they do, they can start treatment. And it in the early stages, as I said before, it is reversible. Okay, ladies. Selena, you're on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. 1 minute, who you are, the audience to know.
Oh, okay. 1 minute. I wonder if I know who I am.
Maybe there are new people in there.
Listening, after a while. First of all, I'd like to say happy Halloween to everybody that's out there. And real quickly, just a little bit of what I think I'm supposed to be doing is basically I sort of work as a director on a number of different nonprofits, number one being Coley Outreach, and you can reach that outfit at area code 909-358-7391. And then the second one that I'll mention is called At Ease, which deals with veterans and various different problems that they have. And our fearless leader there is Mr. Diamond Smart, and he can be reached at area code 619-403-4751. Have a great Halloween, and everybody stay away from that candy so that you won't get that fatty liver disease.
Okay, Dr. Madol, introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Dr. Faduma Ado. I'm a pediatric, and also I volunteer with many non-profit organizations. That's all about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Venus Mosley, introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Venus Mosley. And also Johnston sometimes. No, Venus Mosley Josh is what I call myself, like I'm joshing you. But what I do is I'm a consultant, a care consultant. So I work on a number of projects, mostly smell projects, but I'm also a biology tech.
Okay.
And I work, yeah, and I work with respiratory projects. But basically, what I just told you, a biology technician and a care technician and a paralegal. So I'm a care consultant, and I'm working on a lot of smell projects, as you know. So, and then
okay.
I study. That's it.
All right. We got a nice little panel to start the evening off. And hopefully this information will be valuable to those that are listening. Okay. Lena or Dr. Faduma, who wants to go first?
Oh, maybe I go first. Selena,
okay.
Selena, are you there?
Yes,
okay.
I'm still here.
Yeah, that's good. So, and we are talking tonight like about like the fatty liver disease. There are two kinds. Like the main types are alcoholic liver disease and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So before they thought like only all people who are heavy drinkers can get this one, but now they're realizing like even people who are not alcoholic, they can get in a different ways. Like most of the time, like it's not well known the cause, but it's linked like people who has hepatitis, like a viral hepatitis, especially hepatitis C. And people who have like obesity, you know, like in diabetes, because these people, they have insulin resistant and diabetes because they accumulating in fat into their body. And also when you have too much adipose tissue, like a fat gonna make like fatty acids. Like a fatty acid, and the liver is like the metabolizer, the one like cleans our body, like make like a detoxification. So it picks up like so many fatty acid from the blood that it came from the adipose tissue. And what's causing us the adipose tissue, it can be like the way we eat and the way we exercise, like our lifestyle. For example, nowadays, like children, they like eating like French fries, like corn, or like so much carbohydrate, carbo, and or like have and too much sugar drinking. All this we are accumulating in our body, and they produce this fatty acid, and the fatty acid picked up by the liver to detoxify. Instead, it accumulates and it damages the hepatocellularis, and that's where we're gonna get our like a fatty acid and liver fatty liver disease. And usually until late, they don't have any symptoms. But sometimes you can tell some people they might have a dark skin into, even if we are black, still it become darker, our skin in the neck and under the arms. Like those people, most likely they are candidate of developing like a fatty liver disease or diabetes. And people who have a sleep apnea, that's mean like they are, why they having sleep apnea? Because they are obese, you know, like they can breathe well. So their tonsillitis is closed. And those people, they produce too much fatty acid that accumulates in the liver and causing this disease. Like most likely nowadays, even they discovering children as a 10-year-old. Before, like liver disease was just for like middle-aged people. And even if they get earlier hepatitis C or B or anything, it wouldn't show like until late. But nowadays we can see even 10-year-old. But it would be better, you know, like when like people have an annual check, if they check their liver, because usually they don't check, and young people, their liver enzymes, because there are some enzymes that goes up when in early stage. And if you catch in early stage, just you change like a lifestyle, exercising, cutting down the sugar and eating less carbo and more balanced diet, and that will be, you know, like the best. Otherwise, there is no cure. And once you damage your liver, and that's it, you're gone.
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Selena, what do you have to say?
I'm sort of like the dentist, you know, and some of the things which the doctor just mentioned is, first of all, preventive medicine. And to me, preventive medicine, especially with children, starts with parents.
Mm-hmm.
There is generally, when you see a child that has obesity problems and problems with sugar, well, the child doesn't buy it. The parent does. And the
mm-hmm.
parent usually is also has the same problem. They have an overweight problem, an overeating problem. So I truly stress preventive issues here in a parent, just as the doctor said, participating in a good overall diet. And secondarily, a little education will help us all. You know, I'm an old, good old country girl. And the way we used to make liquor was we made it from corn and sugar. And so it becomes easy to understand how this product becomes alcohol in your body. And all of the good old country folks from the country, when we saw a person that was dying from cirrhosis of the liver, we knew real quick how they had gotten it. It was sort of, we used a line from the old English king that you were a little bit over into your cup, which meant they drank too much. And so the same thing with children. If you keep continually feeding them foods that don't have any nutrient value, all of those good old things, cookies, candy, potato chips, please, preventive measures in nutrition food.
That's true. You have
mm-hmm.
a point. And giving
mm-hmm.
them less of the unhealthy stuff and more of the healthy things.
Well, if we're discussing the rise on the problem, the rise is the trash that they're eating.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Well,
there's a McDonald's on every corner.
I like what you said about more education, because the more educated the children are, as well as the parents, sometimes you can put things in simple terms to a child, and they'll follow through. Parents are creatures of habit, but if they understand that their child can come down with a disease, unless they change the habits, and that even if they have the disease already, this is one of those, if it's caught in the early stages, it's reversible. They don't have to end
mm-hmm.
up with cirrhosis of the liver, because that will be the end
mm-hmm.
result of things. Even for adults,
yeah.
a lot of people walking around right now do not know that they have a fatty liver. As if you're not running a test, and it can go undetected, or you're not complaining, so no test, because if the right test isn't done, you don't know that you have it. And what I mean by that, they have to, you know, look at the liver. You have to do the, as Dr. Faduma Adol stated, the liver enzymes, they have to test for that to see if the liver enzymes are too high. So if you don't run a test, you don't know. And if you wait too long, it may be too late. Where if a test is run soon enough, then they can pick it up and do something about it. And some of the symptoms is enlarged liver. You may feel
yeah.
tired. Or like at the upper part of your abdomen, if you feel pain there. Those are some of the signs and symptoms. Those are signs and symptoms for other things too, but it's good to let your doctor know so they'll know what test to run to verify or at least to rule it out that it's not a fatty liver, maybe something else. But those are some of the signs
mm-hmm.
and symptoms. I think, I don't know if you ladies are in agreement with me or not. I think if a person has pre-existing conditions, anything from sleep apnea to diabetes to obesity, they should automatically run liver enzyme test. I mean, the liver should automatically be looked at. I was reading one article. They even said it's the palm of the ear, and that can be indicating something else. So don't think because I say these things, they have to run tests to verify it. Your palm of your hand, if they're red, that can be an indication that something's wrong too. And again, our liver is responsible for over 500 biological processes. So if you start eating things, we already know that you're only supposed to have 25 grams of sugar a day for women, 37 grams a day for men. So that extra sugar is going to go to the liver and it's going to turn to fat. And Dr. Faduma, earlier you had said a little bit more on that aspect. When that sugar goes to the liver, I remember you mentioned that what it was, but can you mention it again on the air?
Oh, like which one did I mention it?
Mentioned it again. Sugar and how it goes to the liver and how it turns to fat.
Yeah, because I like what Selena said, like prevention is much way better than, you know, like when you have already the disease. If you have the disease, that's mean already and the horses are out of the barn. So what Selena said, like in early, your children, when you introduce the food, choose their food which is less carb. Or what we know about the carb, like every carb, if whatever, if you eat extra, it turns into a sugar, and the sugar turns into a fat, and the fat will be deposited, and then after we have so much fat in our body, you know, like in our blood even, so they produce what is called like fatty acid. The fatty acid, it's a toxic. It's the material that the liver is responsible to pick up and take into the liver and metabolize and eliminate it. But what the liver does, actually already the liver has his own too much fat already in the hepatocellular and doesn't know where to take. And this fatty acid, or they going to accumulate into our liver. That's what is damaging our hepatocellular, the cells of the liver, and causing inflammation. And after that, after, it's not like something that happens 1 month or 1 year or 2 years over the years, and we get like a cirrhosis. And cirrhosis can turn into a cancer and can turn into so many things. And that's where the people start like having a nausea, loss of appetite, and losing of weight. Before they were having too much fat, but now losing weight, even losing weight already, or starvation, when you are so much hungry, you're breaking down more fat. And those more fat, they are making this toxic substance like called fatty acid, which is going more to the liver. And that's where it's going the damage. But as Celine said, it's good, the prevention. Like what I noticed, your children, they will eat in the future what you teach when they are little, and keep telling them, you know, like what is good, and don't bring into your household anything like, you know, like damages them, like too much sugar, things like, for example, don't allow them to drink juice or especially soda and energy drinking, you know, like especially nowadays we have even more soda than energy drinkers. Tell them early child and early life, your children, this is not good at all for your life. Never touch. Because if you don't taste, you never know what is like that, you know, like then forbid for them, which is really good, you know, like for everybody. Doesn't bring any good in any way. I know many people, they say, oh, it keeps me alert and it's good. It gives me energy. What is that? There is so many other things that we don't know, and they don't say in the label too, you know. So it's better like to tell your children even in early, like when you start like finger food, to give like the most healthiest food, more protein, less carbohydrate, more veggie. Even the fruit has to be limited, because the fruit itself, if you eat too much, it has a fructose. It turns into sugar, and the sugar turns into a fat, and the fat makes the fatty and fatty acid, and that's where we're getting our problem. And also, like, exercising always is good because you burn right away, because our body makes like a, what is called adenosine monophosphate, which works like a insulin and eliminates right away to sugar or make it take inside like your cell, and right away it's being used and it's eliminated in there. But if you're not exercising, that means you are accumulating everything, and over the years, and that's here we are, we get the disease. And it's not too late. Sometimes we can reverse, but it's better to don't get in the first place.
And also, too, there's one more thing I'd like to say, and I'd also like to also bring in the person, Mrs. Mosley there, on this particular subject matter. One of the things that I noticed, too, that people do in general is, again, mm-hmm. through lack of education, they don't understand what the liver is. So this is the most comical mm-hmm. thing I've ever seen in my life, is that people
yes.
eat liver.
Yes.
And they don't understand what the liver does in the body. So maybe Mrs. Mosley can expound on that, because to eat it is an atrocity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So liver is an organ. It's a large organ, and it's a diaphragm
mm-hmm.
or diaphragm,
mm-hmm.
and it's a central role in regulating our body's
mm-hmm.
metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So it absorbs
and the other thing I would like that I would like to say is, like, the liver is the one that makes detoxification, that cleans our body, whatever toxic it comes. That's why the alcoholic people, you know, like when they drink, they get satisfied first time, like one or two beers, you know, like, and then they need more. They develop tolerance. Why is that? Because we have what is called like acetylation, you know, like the liver makes these things to clean right away. And what we have is like a P450, you know, like it increases. And then people, if they used to feel euphoric and good with 2-3 drinks, they don't feel good anymore. That's why, you know, like they wanna 3 or 6 or 7 or like, because, you know, like right away, you know, like the liver is already like making this acetylator, you know, like that's what the liver makes.
It's supposed to detoxify, though. It's supposed to detoxify.
Yeah,
from our body.
They develop tolerance, you know, like they're not happy with 4 or 5 and they want more. If you notice, I don't know, some ethnic group like Asian people, usually they don't drink alcohol. Do you think that they don't like or they don't want to do? They want to do, but genetically they don't have this acetylator, you know, like the one that detoxifies the alcohol. So once they drink, they get sick, you know, like a nausea, vomiting, and they were looking euphoric, like to be happy, to be something, you know, like to feel something good. But actually they feel right away sick, you know, like when you are throwing up and you're having a diarrhea, because they don't have in their gene, they don't have, you know, like and that thing is missing, like the acetylator, for that reason. That's why even some people, when they give the disulfiram, you know, like anti-abuse, you know, like they stop to make the liver those acetylator, you know, like the one that eliminates the alcohol. And that's why the reason people who are like African or Asian, not Asian, like a Latino, these people, that's why they drink too much, because, you know, like their liver is working very well, but they are abusing.
The kids aren't supposed to drink at all. I mean, don't you remember when
punch? Because of drinking, because they have so much of this gene acetylator, like already like a 1 or 2 or 5 is not enough after certain period that they are drinking, because their liver is making more P450, they call that.
Do you think we
increases
live in a society that we're forcing too much food on the children? Like today is Halloween, and even though there's no people over here right now, no one's came to the door. But, you know, I remember hanging around kids. They think that they have to eat all the time. So I used to have kids that they knew that they would have to eat, you know, half the day and didn't go exercise, because if they didn't, mom was going to get upset. You know, eating 4 hours a day and then they run off and exercise, you know.
That's true.
And then,
I'm going to go back to what the liver function. And see if
what are the interconnections to the liver that we need to be concerned about? You know, what kinds of things the liver is absorbing is connected to what?
Right. Because there's three major things the liver does. I like what you just said. It helps digest the food, it absorbs nutrients, and it gets rid of toxins. So, but things in it, it's still going to digest that stuff. It's going to absorb bad and good, and it's supposed to get rid of the toxins. But if it's not functioning at maximum, all those things aren't happening. And then you end up.
Because I never was a drinker as a child. So I know kids who, you know, if we went to a party, they would drink all through the whole entire party. I had to check into college at like 15 and a half because I'm going to tell you, even though those same people, they my friends, and we call them smoke-out parties, and they do whatever they want to do. But and most of them are working full-time and doing pretty good with their families, and there's no problems involved, but I was frightened, so I checked into Mount Sac right away. You know, I checked into Mount Sac at 15 and a half. I was a CNA at the age of 16. I worked, and well, I did study food for the people who were in the hospital, and nutrition for senior citizens who were over, you know, who were in retirement homes. And that was the main thing. We talked about how the body processed food, and I did check poop and chart it. You know, the deepest thing is being unable to move to make sure the food actually is metabolized through the metabolism system, you know, regulating the body. That was one of the main things, that was how the food was being circulated through their body. And the level of nutrients that is absorbed. You know, right now it is, things are harmful for us and our society. You know, a lot of these foods have too much extra chemicals in them, and the body, it takes a long time. We don't even know how cheese sticks to our body, how long it's in our body after we eat it, things like that.
Anyone listening, you're listening to American Health Crisis, your host Paulette Young, and we've been talking about fatty liver in children. Our guests have been Dr. Fadumo Adol, Selena Lindsay, and Venus Mosley. We know for a fact that right now here in the United States, there's a high level of fatty acid disease in children, 1 in 10. That's what the reports are showing. That means 7 million. That's it. And we can do, we've been talking about some of the things you can do, and the biggest thing is you can change the diet. And as Selena had mentioned earlier, that it begins at home with the parents. The parents is purchasing the candy. The parents are purchasing the food. The kids aren't old enough to earn a living and to go to the store and pick up those items. Because if the average child knew they're going to have with fatty liver disease, they probably themselves would make a big change. And Dr. Fadumo had mentioned, even with fruits and things, you have to watch the amount. You can't just have any amount. They know for a fact it is reversible. Pituitary time.
Yeah, you can reverse a lot of those fat cells that occur in teenagers.
I'm going to just cut everybody off right now. We'll be on the air again next Monday. where we'll have another hot topic, and all you have to do is call in 858-769-4936, 8 p.m., and then press 1. It's 8 p.m. Pacific time. Looking forward to hearing from everyone again. Thank you. Bye.
Good night, all. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.